the role, I did a lot of, you know, I watched a kind of a lot of documentaries and sort of tried to, you know, get into the heads of these guys by watching these documentaries. It's actually more difficult than you think, because the SAS tried to keep themselves as anonymous as possible. The SAS, they are like the elite, the most elite soldier within the British Army, you know. So they're slightly more hardened than the average soldier as well. So I mean, just sort of playing, there's definitely an ease that comes with that as well. So everything, a lot of Elvis's lines, you know, they're sort of quite throwaway, and everything's quite, you know, because it's sort of, you never really, you know, these guys never really show much emotion, you know. It's sort of like almost, it's almost a weakness to do that. You first meet Elvis where he's sort of, you know, 2 years before, you know, the current events, and him and Georgie are sort of madly in love, you know, a couple of days before their wedding. And, you know, it seems like, you know, they're absolutely on cloud nine. Nothing could really go wrong. And Elvis gets a bit of mad news, a bit of a bombshell dropped on him on the morning of the wedding. So that kind of throws a big spanner in the works for the relationship of him and Georgie. And then as the series progresses, you see him trying to sort of make amends with Georgie for how, you know, for what's happened between them in the past and stuff. So it's an evolution.